We are exiting the Christmas season. Actually, we exited it last week. And we once again heard the stories that are most well known to us, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. We once again revisited all of the familiar characters that are present in that story. Those we are very, very, very familiar with. Mary and Joseph. Even going back to Zechariah and Elizabeth, the birth of John the Baptist. There are the shepherds. There is the manger. There are the animals. All pictures that are very, very familiar to us. Even the angels from heaven that appeared to the shepherds. And then last week, once again, we revisited the Magi coming from the east. And while we don't know all that much about the Magi exactly, we are very, very familiar with them. The fact that they came and offered gifts and their devotion to the Christ child. But now we're in the season of Epiphany. We have fast-forwarded about 30 years from that Christmas event, and we stand at the banks of the Jordan River. And there's one of the characters that we're familiar with from the Christmas stories, John the Baptist. He's out there. He's preaching and he's baptizing. Jesus also arrives on the scene, and we are familiar with him. But there's a whole lot of other nameless, anonymous people that have gathered there around John the Baptist whom we are not familiar with. And yet, in a way, we are very, very familiar with them. And I would ask that this morning we briefly pause to consider that little phrase in the Gospel of Luke, all the people. All the people. Now, certainly, Luke does not mean that every single individual in that particular region had gone out to the Jordan River. Every last one of them. Certainly what Luke means is, by all the people, that we have represented amongst those who turned up to see John the Baptist and to be baptized by him, we have representatives there from all walks of life. And the fact that Jesus was baptized with all of the people is significant. Significant because it tells us something about him. John's baptism, we are told, was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Jesus had no sin. He had no sin to repent of. So what is he doing being baptized? Ah, there is the significance of it. He has come to identify himself with all of those people from all of those walks of life. And as we look at that crowd that is gathered around John that day, that Jesus joined, we indeed find there are many different kinds of people. Many people in different states of emotion, different states of spirituality, different states of social stratus. Certainly we notice in that crowd there are people who are happy. Their lives, we assume, are clicking on all cylinders. Their lives are going forward, we assume, the way they wish them to go. And the smile on their faces betrays that fact. All is well. God is in his heaven. He is on his throne. He is reigning. Everything is great. But then, standing right next to those happy people, we notice there are people in tears. These people are sad for one reason or another. They've lost a loved one. They've just gone through a divorce. They've lost a child. Something has happened in their lives to turn their joy into sadness. Here they are, tears running down their cheeks. And Jesus is standing with them. We see those who have become bitter. Pitfalls of life have betrayed them. Maybe, I don't know, they've lost a job. They've lost a business. I don't know what has caused the bitterness in them. Maybe they too have just gone through a divorce. I don't know. But I can see it written in their faces. They are very, very bitter. And there is Jesus standing with them. I see the look of worry on many of those faces. Uncertainty about the future, anxiety about the future. Worried about how they're going to pay their next bill. Worried that their paychecks have ceased. Worried that they don't know how they're going to make ends meet, how they're going to set food on the table in front of their children. They're there, and Jesus is standing with them. There's the millionaire over there. I recognize him. He is the epitome of success. Everything has worked out for him. All of his investments have paid off. He took chances, and they worked out for him. He is most successful, and he doesn't seem to have a care in the world. And I might develop a little bit of jealousy toward him, but I notice that Jesus is standing with him also. I see those who are known failures, whose every undertaking in life has not seemed to work out. Who tried to start a new business and it went under. Who tried any number of things, whose relationships have failed. Who has failed at everything he and she has ever tried. And I might be tempted to thank God that I'm not like them. But Jesus is standing with them too. There's the guy that was just hailed by the local police chief as a model citizen. He was recognized by his insurance company as a model driver. Never issued a ticket in his life. Upstanding citizen. One that people would love to emulate. He has never done anything wrong that anyone really knows of. He has always kept the law. Jesus is standing right there with him. What's he doing here? He's the one that just got let out of jail. He's the one that did that awful deed. Why'd they let him out? He should pay more for what he's done. He's a terrible person. What he did is unforgivable. And Jesus is standing with him. Do you see what's happening? In his baptism, Jesus has identified himself with all people. He has identified himself with those we like, with those we would love to emulate, and he has identified with those people whom we despise, whom we do not like, whom we want to have nothing to do with. In his baptism, Jesus identified himself with all people. And he did so by stepping into that water and being baptized for the sins of all of those people who were present. You see, the happy, the successful, the lawful, all need forgiveness, just as do the sad, the bitter, the worried, the failures, the lawless. Jesus does not discriminate. John, we are told by one of the gospel writers, objected and said, I should be baptized by you, not me baptize you. And Jesus says, let it be. This is necessary. Because you see, he came for all people. And in that baptism, he became one of all people. That's what we celebrate today. That all the people came to be baptized by John, and Jesus also was baptized. Amen.